Welcome back. Now, following her nomination, it appears that the IMF's Christine Lagarde is most likely to lead the European Central Bank when Mario Draghi's single eight-year term ends in November. The De Beer Group says she's a good choice for financial markets, but that it's a surprising and controversial nomination. Tom Elliott is international investment strategist at De Beer Group and joins us now on the line to expand on that view. Thank you so much, Tom, for your time this evening. Before we get to Christine Lagarde, let's start with Mario Draghi. Do you think he's been a safe and steady pair of hands for the ECB?
Absolutely. Good evening. Absolutely. He has enabled the Eurozone to get out of the mess that it fell in during the Eurozone crisis and restore growth to stable loan levels. Bond yields have come down in all the periphery, including such countries as Italy, as well as the more likely suspects like Greece. But I think Italy is the one we're now watching. And I do think he deserves a lot of credit for having restored order after that financial crisis.
So you believe then that Christine Lagarde would be a good choice for this post for financial markets? Why is that?
Yes, because she is considered likely to be delivering more of the same medicine that Draghi delivered. That would be interest rate cuts if needed. I should add, of course, they're already in negative territory, the ECB's deposit rate, so they could go further into negative territory, and perhaps a resumption of quantitative easing. And I should add that part of the market's relief that we're going to get from the continuation of Draghi's policy is based on the fact we are not getting Jens Weidemann, the current head of the Bundesbank, whose name was in the running for the ECB head, and who is a hawk and who has been against all of what Draghi has been doing over the last 8 years.
And that's interesting because some had suggested that, you know, possibly he could have been the governor, the member of the governing council of the Bundesbank, could have been, or France governor Villeroy de Galhau could have been also in contention. Why would the two of them not be as appealing for markets as Christine Lagarde is?
We all want the Eurozone economy and the global economy to get back to what central bankers call normalized situations of interest rates being higher, inflation higher, and growth higher, as it was pre the crisis, and to get out of these moribund low numbers of growth and, in the ECB's case, negative interest rates. The Jens Weidemann approach is, if you like, to go in cold turkey, to take away much of the medicine, much of the support that's been provided by the ECB through quantitative easing and negative interest rates, and basically say, let it hang. If we have a recession, we will at least then bounce back. We'll clear the woods out of overextended creditors, weak corporate players, and we'll be back to normal. His argument against Draghi, and it will probably continue to be his argument against the new regime under Lagarde, is that this medicine they're doing is continuing, if you like, the sickness. It's not actually relieving it. It's keeping the patient on life support. Yeah. The markets prefer life support than the risk of the medicine being withdrawn.
Lagarde is a self-confessed economic outsider. She rather emphasizes that she's a listener, that she's a tough negotiator. Is that what is required right now for the Eurozone economy?
Yes, she is a tough negotiator. We saw that when she was finance minister in France during the Greek crisis. And she's going to have to need to be a tough negotiator with the Italians as that financial crisis steamrolls ahead slowly but surely.
Does the fact that she's not an economist count against her, though? This is monetary policy, after all.
It remains to be seen at first glance, yes. On the other hand, she works with a board of governors, and a lot of the role of the head of the ECB is actually in presentation. It's not so much in coming out with stimulating new thoughts. It is actually about taking the best thoughts of others and presenting them front foot forward and appearing determined to continue the policy that the group have come up with.
I imagine that her negotiating skills will be in high demand now that there's talk of a potential trade war between the EU and the United States.
Indeed, it's just a question of time before Trump turns from looking at China to going back to his obsession with the trade deficit the US runs with the EU, and in particular with cars, German cars. He does have this thing about seeing, in his words, too many German cars on American streets.
Yeah.
Not really appreciating more than half of those are actually made in U.S. plants.
All right, we'll leave it there. Thanks for your time. Tom Elliott is International Investment Strategist at the De Beer Group.